Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Well, it's frickin' Friday. It's the 15th day of October. That's halfway through fucking October, people. 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 53 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 65 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's cooling on down. It was cold this morning again. I think it was down around 21 or 22 or something like that. It's freezing ass cold in the morning, and it warms up to about 53 by noon, and then, in 70, it's hot. I don't get it. I mean, the sun is just fucking treacherous at 70 degrees. At any rate, let's see what we're going to be looking at here. COVID relief funds distributed to cities and states require full compliance with Biden vaccine mandates. Unlawful fucking mandates, taking fucking money from one American national at gunpoint and using it to compel conformance through coercion with another. And hey, you know, this explains why all of these businesses, all of this fucking corporate bullshit is all falling right in line with what President Biden, CEO fucking Biden, the fucking Lord Biden, the fucking dead fucking prince that is fucking controlled by a group of fucking goddamn communists is doing what he's doing. We'll get into it as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, COVID relief funds distributed to cities and states require full compliance with Biden vax mandates. This is from News Target, sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. As part of the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021, so-called coronavirus state fiscal recovery funds, COVID-19 funds are distributed to states, which then deposit the funds into bank accounts of counties and cities. Those counties and cities, in turn, are using the federal money to award contracts to local contractors who those contractors have employees and can hire subcontractors who have their own employees. That sounds like a fucking corporate state, doesn't it? A corporate country, doesn't it? It sounds like the corporate fucking ration is the one that's in our fucking face. All through this chain, federal money, state money, city money, no, the people's goddamn money, the people's fucking wealth. Federal money, state money, city money, county money, contractor money, they're all fucking contractors because they're all fucking, corporations. This is all corporate. This is a corporate fucking takeover. This is fucking Rome all over again. And we got the means to fucking stop it. And we sit here and fucking watch it happen. We're pathetic. Those con, okay, where were we here? Contracts, local contractors. Those contractors have employees and can hire subcontractors who are their own employees. All those, all through this chain, federal money, state money, that's where we were at. The money comes with a mandatory vaccine requirement or the funds have to be repaid. I was listening to one son of a bitch, man, that was on the Stupid Box this morning on Fox. And he's sitting there in his restaurant. He's talking about how the price of fucking oil is, cooking oil has doubled. Well, it's doubled for every fucking buddy, son of a bitch. But he's sitting there and they're talking about how many billions have been given to these pricks already. And the corporate welfare state, the corporate welfare state. And the guy and the reporter's talking about, well, if they could give you this money, oh, we'd take it. I tell you, if they give it to me, I'd take it. But it's wrong for us to take it. It will call it inflation. We know this. And we know it's a goddamn truth, too. Hey, man, if you take it, this is why these fucking employers are going and saying, well, we'll fire you from your job. That's what this whole fucking thing is about. To push the Americans out of the fucking working, being the working class, and bring this goddamn recolonization force in to fucking replace us. And they won't have to get the COVID shot. Because we're working under a fucking goddamn monarchy here. And the fucking king says so. No fucking judicial authority whatsoever in complete and absolute violation of the people's fucking law. Ratified December 15, 1791, known as the Bill of Fucking Rights. And that is absolute written, ratified, goddamn law by we the people. Enforce it or fucking give up. This is because the American Rescue Plan of 2021 is administered by the U.S. Treasury. Oh, really? In its terms and conditions document, I thought that goddamn Congress allocated monies, people. What happened to fucking that? When did that fucking change? Oh, in 1871? When they turned the fucking treasury, turned the allocation of monies over to the fucking senators, the representatives of the fucking corporate elite in this goddamn country? Because they're the ones that decide who gets the fucking grants, don't they? And they're the ones, it's not, let's go on. Is administered by the U.S. Treasury in its terms and conditions document. In this terms and conditions document covering federal grant awards, the U.S. This is not goddamn allocations of Congress. This is the fucking original Constitution has been flushed down the fucking toilet. Not that it was fucking ever fucking lawful, because the people never fucking ratified it. We did ratify that fucking Bill of Rights. However, federal grant awards. The U.S. Treasury explicitly states that award recipients and those who receive these funds as they are distributed must comply with Joe Biden's executive's orders, even if they are in complete violation of the fucking Bill of Rights, the highest law in this fucking land, the law of we the people, the power, the jurisdiction of we the people. They must comply, number nine says, compliance applicable law and regulations. Well, what, the fucking Bill of Rights is no longer applicable law? Is that what you're trying to tell me here? See, this is how they attack your fucking, declare war on your fucking Bill of Rights and launch their fucking attack. You see, if these fucking pricks who are taking this corporate welfare, they've gotten it all along. Don't think they haven't. But if they fire you for not doing what Joe Biden fucking unlawfully tells you to do without goddamn authority. He's not the fucking legislature even if there was a goddamn constitution. He doesn't sit there and make up the fucking rules. He ain't no king sitting on a fucking throne. He's fucking not even alive. And it's Bernie Sanders. And it's fucking Barack Obama. And it's George Soros. And AOC. And the squad that are sitting on the communist fucking committee that is fucking deciding all of this fucking shit. And handing down fucking dictates that are being or to be for enforced by you, the goddamn National Guard that you fucking pay for that can't fucking exist. Because they are not supposed to be under control of a fucking state that can implement fucking tyranny upon we the people. But the recipients, all applicable laws and regulations, people. But I guess you're fucking, what they're trying to tell you here is your Bill of Rights isn't a fucking law. The fact that you do not have to take a vaccination, that you, they cannot seize your fucking body in violation of the fourth article of the People's Bill of Rights. And they cannot fucking put foreign substances in it at their fucking will. And they cannot coerce you to fucking volunteer for it either. A recipient agrees to comply with the requirements of Section 603. See, Section 603. Your fucking 606, 603 violates the fucking Bill of Rights. It violates the Ninth Article. You're creating a fucking authority that cannot exist. And you are fucking guilty of sedition and fucking treason. And you have fucking, you have declared war on us. It's, fuck all you, us left people, you either fucking shoot or bend your fucking knee. Act regulations adopted by Treasury, now that they're making the fucking laws? Is this the golden rule of corporate fucking, of the corporate mafia? The man with the gold makes the fucking rules? In the Constitution, the original Constitution, only the goddamn Congress and Senate could make the fucking laws. The House could make the fucking laws, right? Well, this is just like the CDC, a private fucking corporation, making the fucking laws. They're gonna have their own goddamn courts. They're gonna have their own goddamn corporate jurisdiction. They think. Treasury, pursuant to Section 603F of the Act, this is not ratified by fucking, was not ratified by the people. This was just the Communist Committee handed down the fucking orders for an act, and so it is. They write it down on a fucking piece of paper, and that's a law you'll live by, subject. Read your 14th fucking unlawful fucking amendment we put in fucking place unlawfully in violation of the fucking ratified law of December 15, 1791. It's fucking blatant violation. Just like your fucking replacement of the Republic with a corporate fucking charter, you son of a bitches. You think we're too stupid to see it, but I mean, they're really talking about the people just walking off their jobs, but at the same time, they're pumping these motherfuckers in and giving them goddamn work visas too. Only problem is, there's some kind of fucking professions that you just don't walk up and fucking do. And I guarantee you, the people getting fucked by this are not going to fucking train them. But this ain't the fucking fight. The fight's goddamn right in front of you. Why are you letting these motherfuckers punk you around? With an act! Not a goddamn law, an act, and it's policy. It ain't fucking law. And the fucking law, if you obey the fucking law of the fucking Bill of Rights, which is the supreme law of this land, well, you gotta pay back your fucking corporate welfare, you fucking piece of shit, license-holding, treasonous piece of garbage. We're talking about it on the thing, I told you, I mean, the fucking Fox News there. If you don't fucking do it, then you gotta pay. If you don't force people to fucking take this shot, then you have to fucking pay the fucking money back. If you do, you don't have to pay it back and you get your corporate welfare like you've always fucking. This has been a corporate welfare fucking country since its fucking inception. And they've taken from we the people without due process of law and complete violation of our fucking law, and we've done nothing about it. And guidance issued by the Treasury regarding the foregoing by the Treasury. The Treasury's fucking giving you orders. The fucking Treasury! Recipients also agrees to comply with all other applicable federal statutes, regulations, and executive orders. No laws in there, people! The goddamn fucking 10 articles of your Bill of Rights are absolute fucking law. And see that, I talked about that's how it used to be here, you know, if you wanted a federal contract so that you could be cutting down fucking trees, you know, you wanted to buy participate in a timber sale, that was federal fucking timber. And the money, and it had to come, you know, from the, if it was on federal land, it had to, be, you know, go through the fucking Congress. They gave the fucking regulations, and the regulations were you could not violate nobody's fucking rights back in them days. If you were cutting federal timber, and you violated somebody's fucking rights, they could fucking shut your fucking ass down, and they did. That's the highest law in this goddamn land, and they're telling you they're petty little. The Treasury says, fuck the Treasury, you're fired, get the fuck out now. You have no authority over us, motherfuckers. You have not gone through the fucking procedural due process necessary to fucking take jurisdictional authority over one single one of us. You have removed the courts where it could be done, so we're at the second article here. You're going to have to get your fucking gun if you're going to try and force us to do something. Bring these fucking scabs in. What are you going to do about it, people? You're going to do what your fucking grandfathers did? Burn them out? Shoot them out? Run them out? that are brought here unlawfully. They are taking from you without due process of the fucking law. They're spitting on your goddamn Bill of Rights. Which is what this, I mean, in, back in 1775, that's what it all started over, was fucking rights. That's what it was about until these goddamn aristocrats stepped in and hijacked a popular uprising, created a fucking goddamn new government while the people were fucking in uprising at war. They just stepped up and just said it, well, like they're doing now. They've been doing it all the fucking time. And they never wanted that fucking Bill of Rights. It was forced on them. It was forced at gunpoint. And recipient shall provide for such compliance by other parties. You shall go and you shall make your neighbor. You shall violate your neighbor's fucking rights too. Or you got to pay the fucking money back. You don't get the free corporate fucking welfare. And we're not talking about a goddamn $1,200 peon pissant coolie check here. We're talking real fucking money. Millions and billions, people. By the statute. We don't live by fucking statute, motherfucker. We live by law. And your statutes are not laws. The only way a law could be made under the old Constitution was if it went through Article 5 ratification by the fucking states. So what you got here is your goddamn policy that you're trying to fucking say trumps our fucking law. Well, we'll fucking see about that. And executive orders and recipients shall provide for such compliance by other parties. This is what they're telling the son of a bitch, that they're giving a bunch of fucking money, who already owns 6 fucking restaurants, and he's getting a big bunch of fucking corporate welfare, that either you have to fucking, you can't let nobody work here unless they agree to take the death fucking shot. Don't call that a fucking vaccine in front of me, you motherfuckers. It's a death fucking shot. Then you gotta pay it back. In any agreement it enters into with other parties relating to the award. I'm not a contractor. That's what they're trying to make it. See, they always wanted, that's what they always wanted. For everybody to be in fucking contract. For contract to trump liberty. But it doesn't. The 9th article, that's why that son of a bitch was put in place. So that contractor, nothing else could ever fucking trump our fucking freedoms and liberties, people. It's written simply. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights in the Constitution shall not be construed, that is interpreted, as to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Others, the people. What the fuck can't you understand about third grade English? This means that all recipients of COVID, quote, relief funds under, see, they're still in fucking, the corporate motherfuckers are still release, they're still sending them money, people. While the fucking, while yours is all gone, you done spent it on fucking gas and food. Because we told you this is what was going to happen. We did not want those fucking checks. We didn't ask for those fucking checks. But they put them out there fucking, pardon, go ahead.
That's when communism is complete, when everybody works for the government.
You goddamn, and it's also when fucking the corporation is the goddamn government. That's fascism, by the way, and communism. They have taken up the strongest aspects of both fascism and communism that have worked the best to control people and tyranny in the past, and they have combined them, and they call it democracy, progressivism. Well, fucking shove it up your ass. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national, the little united, little s states of the little a Americas. I'm the fucking big dog on the fucking block, bitch. And you motherfuckers are not going to do this to my people or my country. Relief funds under the Biden regime are compelled to push vaccine mandates. To push vaccine. You mean to violate the people's fucking right to say, fuck you, shove it up your ass. You're not going to seize my fucking body without a Fourth Amendment or a fourth, fuck you, I said it. A fourth article fucking warrant. Is the only way my body can be seized. I have the right to fucking dispute that fucking warrant. Right up to a goddamn jury trial. And then the fucking jury is the only one that can get fucking jurisdictional authority over me to order me to do anything. And they can't order me to fucking put something in my body I do not want. And I cannot be punished for not obeying that order. Or I'll charge them motherfuckers. And they can be the next one to hang out on the fucking lamp pole. We gotta start this shit up and get it going. Vaccine mandates, even if they're contractors and subcontractors and all their employees. and all their employees, you see, the contractors, they're trying to imply some kind of fucking authority through this 603F Act of the Treasury! The Treasury wrote this! Come on, people! This is a clusterfuck! But the goddamn simplest fucking answer is right there in your goddamn hands, but you will not pick up that fucking gun and you will not fucking enforce it! Federal relief funds can be used by counties and cities to replace thriving local businesses where vaccines are mandated. Even more alarming is the fact that these federal COVID, quote, relief funds can be used by local cities and counties to replace private sector businesses which are not demanding 100% vaccine compliance. They can use your own goddamn money that they fucking take from you at fucking gunpoint, at your own wealth if they've taken without due process of law. That's why they can never tax us. Man, I've told you it 100 times. You can't take anything from an American national except through that procedural due process outlined in that fucking Bill of Rights. You can't. If you do, you're committing treason. You're committing sedition. You have declared war upon we the people. We're back at fucking 1775, April 19th, and it's time to fucking pull the trigger. For example, a local city or county in the United States may decide to use federal funds to launch, number one, a local ISP, telecommunication service, putting local ISPs out of fucking business. So you're going to go along with it, fucking Masons. You join the fucking Masonic Lodge, you'll do what you're fucking told, or you won't get your fucking corporate welfare. That's why we all have lived like shit all our lives, because they've been handing it to these fucking Masons and all these fuckers in their fucking cliques, right up to the goddamn, well, the ruling class. Those who rule over the rest of us, people. Does some son of a bitch over there rule over you? By the Bill of Rights, you cannot rule over me, son of a bitch. I am autonomous. I am self-fucking ruling. A local ambulance service putting private ambulance providers out of business. A local medical ER service putting private ERs out of business. They can use the fucking money extorted from you at gunpoint. This is trying to shove that communism right down your goddamn throat. You let this fucking happen, you shit on your fucking grandchildren. Your grandchildren, they'll walk up one day, they'll sneak through the dark because they'll be in a goddamn, like an East German Stasi fucking situation, and they will sneak and they will come to your fucking grave. They'll pull out their fucking peckers, and they'll fucking piss right on your fucking headstone because you were too much of a fucking coward to stop polishing that fucking gun and step up and save their goddamn future. Save them from slavery, you cowardly motherfuckers. The California version of the Green New Deal and an October 16, 2020 EPA settlement with transportation is what's creating the container shipping blockade. And we knew, and see, I talked about this before, you know, fucking, Rome did it, fucking Egypt did it. I mean, this is the way that they fucking go around they said they're going to reset America. They're going to change everything. You're going to learn to be a fucking obedient fucking slave is what they're telling you. And fucking, we can create fucking artificial shortages. This fucking easy. This is how they fucking did it, people. This is from the Conservative Treehouse. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The trucking issue with California, L.A. ports, i.e. the Port of Los Angeles, P-O-L-A, and the Port of Long Beach, P-O-L-B, is that all semi-tractors have to be current with new California emission standards. Now, Mark, when he was here, Mark Schumacher had told us that they were doing this, what they were fucking doing down there. And this is why they were fucking doing it, to create an artificial fucking shortage, people. This is their fucking excuse. But they see, now they're just now telling you this. But listen, standards as a consequence, that means trucks cannot be older than 3 fucking years old if they are to pick up or deliver containers at those ports. This issue wipes out approximately half of the fleet trucks used to move containers in or out of port. So there ain't no shortage of fucking trucks. There ain't no shortage of fucking drivers. There ain't no shortage of shit. This is created through a fucking unlawful goddamn fucking dictate by the fucking communist fucking, I ain't gonna call it, the communist fucking corporation of fucking California. And the communists fucking running it. And the son of a bitches, if you let them fucking do it, they'll ram it out your ass. You'll get what you fucking deserve.
It's Nixon's wage and price control.
You goddamn right, buddy. Operating the port 24/7 will not cure the issue because all it does is pile up more containers that sit idle as they await a limited number of trucks to pick them up. This is a central issue, and this here fucking makes sense. They finally had the coffee. How in the hell could this happen? I mean, it wasn't, we talked about Venezuela. This wasn't on going on yesterday and today. Fuck, we're all broke and everything's gone to hell in the hell. Just overnight. We got no supplies. Ships packed out. They fucking can't get in. Can't move shit. There's a problem in the transportation fucking hubs. Well, we know what the problem is. The problem is an unlawful goddamn dictate from that cocksucker down there in California. Fuck it, people. You will fucking nut up and you will fucking take these cocksuckers out of you. Your grandchild will come and he'll piss on your grave and he'll curse your fucking name for you, curse you for the fucking coward you were for not fucking leaving him with some goddamn, with his liberty like you should have. You knew it and you didn't do anything about it. Like the prior generations knew it and didn't do anything about it. Cowards! That's why they don't care if you got your fucking guns anymore. They know all you're in there any good for is to fucking polish. On October 16, 2020, the EPA reached a settlement agreement with the California Air Resource Board. See here? The EPA, a fucking goddamn private corporation. The goddamn California Air Resource Board, a private fucking corporation. All of these have a fucking fiduciary over them. That is, they have a goddamn oversight committee. They have to keep those fucking offices in place to pretend like they're a fucking government, which they are not. They are goddamn treasonous son of a bitches that are fucking running a rogue fucking operation, a criminal operation in our fucking country. CARB, like a C-A-R-B, to shut down semi-tractor rigs that were non-compliant with new California emissions standards. 2020. Ooh, right when COVID hit. So you could fucking have something to lie about it about until the people figured out what the fuck was going on. Well, when the people see that the fucking they're doing without their kids are going hungry because fucking, oh, you're, because China is the number one fucking polluter on this planet. But because you got goddamn communists invading your fucking country and trying to take you over and starve you into fucking submission, that they're telling you that only these trucks three years older, newer, can go into the goddamn ports. Anyway, San Francisco today, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announced settlements with the interstate trucking companies imposing $417,000 in penalties for violating the California Air Resources Board's federal enforceable. It ain't law! It ain't fucking law because it violates higher law! These son of a bitches, this is the corporations making the laws. John talked about, way back when the corporations tried to pass the law saying the corporations could pass laws, that they could make the laws. And they were told, fuck you! But they fucking, not only are they saying they can make the laws, they can make laws that violate your goddamn rights. You're unalienable, unalienable, absolute freedoms and liberties.
Hey, Henry?
Yes.
Yeah, I read something about Florida is saying piss on that shit in California. Just send all the shit over to the Florida.
Ports.
Port, yeah.
No.
They're going to piss on it. Y'all just come here to Florida.
No, the goddamn people of California ought to go get Gavin Newsom and string that motherfucker up because he is a goddamn traitor to this country. He is a traitor to our people. He is in gross violation of our fucking law ratified by the people December 15, 1791. That motherfucker is in gross violation of the 9th article of that document, which makes him in gross violation of the whole fucking thing. He needs to be prosecuted and fucking hung because he's a criminal. And the people ain't got the guts to do that. Just trying to run around them and hide ain't going to fucking work because they don't give a shit. They'll shut the fucking ports in goddamn Florida down. They'll bring federal fucking troops down there to do it. Man, when the goddamn Occupy movement shut that one port down in Seattle, they fucking burned tents and beat people and fucking jail them clear across this goddamn country for daring to think they could. This goddamn country belongs to us, and we better start fucking acting like it, people. $417,000 in penalties for violating the California Air Resources Board's federally enforced truck and bus regulations. Fuck your regulations. They violate the law. We're not bound to take unlawful orders from an unlawful fucking government. Not even a government, a corporation, a fucking gang, a bunch of fucking gangsters, okay? Derridge truck regulations and transport refrigeration and unit regulation. Regulation, regulation, regulation has no goddamn force if it fucking violates the law. I can say it's a regulation that I get to go through town and fucking take everybody's goddamn money at gunpoint. That don't make it nothing more than another fucking crime because it's against the fucking law to fucking commit armed robbery, isn't it? Oh, we just call it a regulation, guideline, or something like that, and then fucking we'll fuck the law. You're gonna look at that goddamn law. You're gonna quit ignoring that fucking law. Shove it down their fucking throat, people, before it's too late. As trucks are one of the largest sources of air pollution in California, fuck what air at California. You go over there and look at China. The pollution of the, we're still giving those son of a bitches money as a developing country. You realize that, right? As they're getting ready to borrow trillions more fucking dollars to further bankrupt our country with money that we didn't sign, that we never agreed to. We never agreed to any of this shit. And the goddamn country belongs to us, and it has not been taken through the only way it can be taken, and that is through that due process of the fucking law as individuals. They'd have to take it from each individual one of us. That's what the founders knew. That's why the founders wrote it. And that's why it has to be fucking enforced that way. If they had to take each one of us to court to take our shit, they just couldn't do it. Because we would be the ones sitting on the fucking jury. No, you ain't taking that from us. You take it from him, you're taking it from me. Fuck you. In fact, you're committing treason. You're trying to fucking commit grand larceny. And you're trying to circumvent the fucking law of this fucking land. That is treason. That is sedition. Your fucking ass is gonna hang. That's why the first thing these son of a bitches had to do was get rid of the common law courts. They had to fucking go. Because that's where the people could go and they couldn't be stopped. They put that DA between you and even their goddamn admiralty court. The DA's standing there with you, watching your fucking brother get fucking shot down and just dug a dirty dog by a fucking goddamn pig. And you fucking go and you go to trial. Well, I won't prosecute it. I won't call a grand jury, so tough shit, go away. That's where you stand. You ain't, God damn it, we're supposed to be the fucking rulers of this country, people. We have forgot who we fucking are. And people better wake up. It's not just this goddamn school, they make such a big fucking deal out of these school board meetings. The people should be going in there and fucking yanking them fuckers out the door by the tens of thousands going in there. Yanking them out the door and beating them to death in the fucking street. They're communists. They are trying to perpetrate a communist revolution in your fucking free country. They're trying to make you a goddamn slave. And if you can't fucking see that by now, you're fucking too stupid to breathe the same air as me. EPA will continue to ensure these heavy-duty vehicles have the needed pollution control equipment and operate in compliance with the rules. And Mark was telling us how it was impossible to comply with the fucking rules. So this was set up a long time ago. And Biden coming in, there was no goddamn election for all you Trump tards out there who think, oh, fuck, it was just a dirty election and we're going to clean it up. Fuck, you're stupid, you're dumb, you don't fucking deserve this. Breathe the air. You fucking morons. This was set up that long ago. And you were told about it. And now it's happening and you're just fucking, well, goddamn, we got to do something. Well, I'm going to go polish my gun and think on it. Pollution control equipment and operate in compliance with the rules, said EPA Pacific Southwest Regional Administrator John Bernard. Non-elected motherfucker. This motherfucker was not elected by we the people. He does not represent we the people. He has no authority over we the people. The only way he could ever get authority over even one of us is to file a fucking complaint into a goddamn common law court. Along with the goddamn affidavit showing that we have fucking done something to that son of a bitch. or that we have, you know, that there's a victim. If you're the fucking victim, John, what does it say? Bus turd? We'll call you a bus turd. Because what you are, you're a fucking turd. You would have to fucking prove that somebody done something to you. And when you couldn't, and it was shown that you were doing this just to fucking disrupt the fucking, supply chain, because for your fucking corporate fucking masters, your ass would hang. You are not a goddamn government fucking official. Well, a government official, yes, because it is all corporate, and corporates are called officials. You are not a representative of we the people. We the people gave you no authority over us, you cocksucker. These companies have agreed to bring their trucks into compliance and operate more cleanly in all communities they serve. Fuck you! You can't tell me how to fucking operate any goddamn thing if I own the motherfucker privately. Suck my ass! Put a nipple on it and suck it, motherfucker! We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with
that good old Mountain Dew. Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that goddamn donate button. Or you can call, you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:45 Pacific Time, and now, of course, that was Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Fucking Jungle. And they're starting to run into the fucking jungle. And this shit has gone beyond, this has gone beyond the intolerable acts. Intolerable? Is goddamn slavery tolerable to you? It must be. But like I said, this whole fucking thing was set up by, this was set up fucking, back, Mark was talking about this 2 fucking years ago. That they were gonna do this. So that's how long ago, way before fucking any election. So that Biden was put in there by the fucking goddamn Bilderbergs to do this very fucking thing that they're fucking, they're doing. He's backing these son of a bitch. Well, he's not, fuck, he's doing nothing. He's put there as a fucking figurehead. But they knew that then they could have their communist committee with Bernie Sanders and fucking George Soros at the top and fucking Barack Obama fucking go ahead with their fucking attempted takeover of this country to put us under international fucking communism. I will not be an international communist, son of a bitch. I'm an individual, free, sovereign American national. And I will be one when I die. Hopefully you die first. Okay. Diesel emissions from trucks are one of the state's largest sources of particular pollution, or soot, which is linked to the health. No, you're a fucking liar. The number one fucking contributor to soot in the fucking air are the fires you set every fucking year. That's what we're fucking breathing that's hurting us. This is all horse shit, people. This is fucking Rome. This is goddamn Egypt. This is how they ran their fucking empires and enslaved the people. You had your goddamn fucking, you listen to this shit, and the next thing up on the stupid box is a goddamn Sandals commercial. Or they're showing all of the fucking rich people fucking kicking back, riding in their fucking yachts. Have you had enough? They told you the peasant, what they call the peasant fucking insurance policy yesterday? Peasant? Are you a peasant? Are you a serf? Are you a fucking coolie? Are you a peon? Polish that fucking gun some more. Many of these trucks are older models and emit high amounts of particulate matter and nitrogen oxides. But fuck you, NO2. Or NO, yeah, whatever it is. California truck and bus regulations derange trucking regulations have been initial parts of the state's federally enforceable plan. Federally enforceable plan. The state's federally enforceable plan. So you got this little petty fucking dictator. Hey, but you know what? We'll bring the fucking federal troops in. You're a fucking slave. And you'll pay for the bullet that blows your fucking brains out, you ignorant son of a bitch. Because you're too fucking stupid to see what's right in front of your fucking face. Now, you know, I don't think it's stupidity at all. I take that back. It's not stupidity, it's fucking cowardice. Pure, yellow-bellied, no spine, you shit fucking yellow, you low-life motherfucking cowards. Enforceable plan to attain cleaner air. California requires trucking companies to upgrade vehicles they own to meet specific NO, that's nitrogen oxide, and PM performance standards to verify compliance of vehicles they hire or dispatch. Heavy-duty diesel trucks in California must meet 2010 engine emission standards. Well, what's going on here? In effect, with the 2020 determination and settlement created an inability of, what is that, 2020 determination? When did all this shit start? Oh, that's right, May in 2020. Isn't that interesting? And settlement created was an inability of half of the nation's truckers from picking up anything from the Port of L.A. or the Port of Long Beach. Virtually all private owner-operator trucks and half of the fleet of trucks that are used for moving containers across the nation were shut out. In an effort to offset the problem, transportation companies started using compliant trucks, low emission, to take the products to the California state line where they could be transferred to non-compliant trucks who cannot enter California. However, the scale of the problem creates an immediate block bottleneck. Now, this was intentionally created. They knew what this was going to fucking do, and they did this on fucking purpose. So when you start, your belly starts to fucking growling. When you start seeing your fucking kid's face sagging from the fucking malnutrition, you fucking think about what a coward you are for not taking these motherfuckers out. For not taking up that challenge to your goddamn Bill of Rights. That builds over time. It doesn't matter if the ports start working 24/7. They are only going to end up with even more containers waiting on limited amounts of available trucks. That's a sense. That's how they did it, people. And this is the how the fucking Romans did it. This is how the fucking Egyptians did it. That's how they created fucking shortages, and that's how they got rid of one thing to get to another. When they wanted to get to the next level, well, God, we can solve this problem. We can get, you know, you take this guy here, this fucking guy who's going to fucking marry his horse, and he'll give you some grain. But that ain't how we play in this fucking country, because this goddamn shit, this is what you get. We were the breadbasket of the world, people. California was the breadbasket. There was enough food produced in California to feed the fucking world. And somebody had a better idea, and somebody fucking went out and voted. Somebody, you fuckers have been voting this shit in all the fucking long, you ignorant. You motherfuckers, the records exist. Nothing's gonna happen to them. Every one of you that was this fucking stupid that went along with this fucking shit, all you corporate welfare fucking recipients, you know, I love that. They take the money out of your goddamn paycheck. This is for the safety net. Yep. That's why you're fucking going to eat a little less this week, because we're taking money for the safety net, safety net, safety net, safety net. You get to the point to where you fucking, they create a fucking recession or a depression, and you fucking, okay, I need that money I paid in. And you're prideless. You're just taking for nothing. No, we fucking paid that money in. Just like the Social Security was paid in. Why ain't you saying the same thing about those fucking people? Same fucking difference, isn't it? Did we pay the money in? Yes. Was it our money? Yes. Did we earn it? Yes. But you're going to go ask for welfare? Really? No, the fucking corporations will get all the goddamn welfare, and they're fucking praised. Oh, the small businesses, God, we owe them everything. God, I want to go kiss one of them's foot right fucking now. So they get their goddamn big fucking checks in the mail. See, that's what the problem was here for a while. That's how they caused this whole backup, as they didn't give them their checks in the mail that they're used to getting every fucking year. Go buy a brand new car and ride her off. Buy a goddamn Cadillac and call it a farm equipment. This is what's been going on for fucking on my whole life that I know of. And it was going on in the 20 years before, 30 years, 50 years, 100 years, clear back to fucking 1871, no fucking doubt about it. Well, corporate welfare, they are the scum suckers. They don't pay shit in, and the higher you go up the fucking scale, clear up to the hedge funds, they don't pay nothing. Just like these fuckers coming across our border, they've paid fucking nothing. But oh man, it's the right thing to do for them. It's not, they don't talk bad about them taking fucking welfare. Oh, it's only when them fucking American nationals. Oh, how could you take welfare? Well, you took my fucking job. You made food till I couldn't. Well, you know what? I really don't have to. I can take this fucking gun and I can take my goddamn country back and I can take back my wealth and I can have a fucking plenty. I'll take a fucking vacation. There's at least 160,000 Americans have likely died from COVID vaccine. Well, there is no fucking COVID vaccine. There is the goddamn biological weapon out there that is being used to commit genocide on the whole fucking world that the rest of the world has figured out. I heard one politician got fucking knifed up in a church in Britain today. And I went, yeah, motherfucker, yeah. Somebody went right up to that son of a bitch and killed his ass with a knife. And you got guns. I wonder how polished his knife was. Anyway, this is from Natural News. I hate fucking, I hate him bad as you do. And sitting in by Galen Ford, discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The latest data from VARS, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, suggests that upwards of 160,000 Americans have died so far from Wuhan coronavirus. Now, they stopped the swine flu fucking thing in the 70s at 10,000 people dead. They're at 160 fucking thousand that they're admitting to. So you can times that time. You know that that's a fucking lie. Because every death isn't fucking reported. And they don't, you know, fucking, it's a fucking lie. It's a hell of a lot more than that. Since last December, when the injections were first released as a part of the Operation Warp Speed, there have been 16,310 officially reported deaths from China's, no, not China's virus. This is the fucking, this is the goddamn Zionist world Jews. And the fucking, the Chinese have joined with them because they're supposed to be our fucking overseers because they know how to control fucking people. You know how to control them little slant-eyed motherfuckers in your country. You come and try and control some fucking Americans. All of us don't just polish the shit off our guns. Some of us have them locked and loaded in piles of fucking ammo waiting on your fucking asses, you chink motherfuckers. Virus shots logged into VARs since a little as 1% of vaccine, injuries ever get reported to VARs, the true number could be as high as 1,631,000 U.S. deaths, people. 1 million. I mean, I see this fucking, I can see them bastards, George Soros. I can see fucking Bill Gates. I can see Zuckerberg. I can see Bezos. Just kicking back laughing about this shit. And you let them walk your fucking streets. The British, I guess that British man had more balls than anybody in goddamn America. He went and took one of the motherfuckers out with a knife. And it's going to cost him his fucking life. But he would rather be dead, I guess, than be fucking treated like a goddamn soulless animal. A more conservative estimate might use a factor of 10, which would point to around 163,100 U.S. deaths. No, you're a fucking liar. It is more, I bet it's about 3 or 4 fucking million by now. If they're saying it should be one, they're going to lie. Have they ever told you the truth about a fucking number? I mean, I can't believe that people will fucking go through and they'll, oh, everything's a lie except for the fucking numbers. And then when the numbers fucking fly in the face of one another, when they contradict each other, well, they're numbers, you see, and that's science and that's education stuff. Well, they're teaching the, right in, here in Oregon, you don't even have to know how to do fucking simple addition and subtraction. You don't know how to fucking read. You don't have to know how to read. You don't have to know how to fucking write. You don't know how to have to do know how to do any fucking arithmetic. No science. No nothing. You can get a diploma. Just show up for your fucking goddamn communist indoctrination, and you get your fucking diploma. And that's a goddamn fact. That was an executive dictate from the executive fucking dictator, from the fucking corporate fucking goddamn communist whore up there in fucking Salem. That's the facts. That's why they wanted to do this fucking Common Core math and everything, so that because they knew the numbers are going to be very fucking important in their next fucking move. But the goddamn numbers do not add up. They do not fucking, they don't come fucking close, and we know it. Just like there's still only 11 million fucking invaders in your country. That's last week. There was 3 or 4 million. You're still calling 11 million, huh? A more conservative. Okay, we did that. Whichever figure is correct, we at least know that there are more, far more people dying from Chinese virus that doesn't fucking exist. Well, no, the injections. I take that back. Chinese virus injections, that's what they are. They're fucking goddamn biological warfare for extermination of fucking, about a third, fucking all of the world's population, but 500 million or less. Then the government is letting on, and the people need to know about it so they can make an informed decision about whether or not to join the statistics. We already fucking know. The people already, I mean, they've hit the point. You people have looked at the videos on the site. They've hit the point people saying, fuck you, and they're walking off the job, and they stop them at the door. Okay, oh, no, we don't, you don't got to do that. Don't. Okay. Oh, money, because that mammon, man, I mean, it's what they live and breathe. I mean, it is, they worship it. They fucking worship it, and it's too many of our fucking people have become mammon worshipers. I mean, that's the lowest fucking thing you can do. To put material fucking things above your fucking freedom, are you kidding me? And your liberty? With that fucking freedom and liberty comes everything. Comes fucking prosperity. Comes happiness. But goddamn, I've got this money, it's in my hand. And like that fucker sitting there at that goddamn restaurant, which he probably owns 10 fucking more, Well, if they want to give it to us, I'll sure take it, he said. Well, after the 2008 fucking supposed derivatives bubble, you know, a lot of people fucking went hungry. They starved themselves because they were too proud to go and take fucking goddamn food stamps, which they had paid for. It was taken out of their checks all their fucking lives. The safety net. But they made it like a stigmatism for the fucking somebody who was fucking going hungry to go get some fucking food to eat with the money that they fucking earned. But when the goddamn corporations take billions, steal billions. I mean, goddamn, they left a couple of goddamn, pallets of $100 bills. We left a couple of pallets of $100 bills over there in Afghanistan when we left. We took real good care of them fucking Afghanis. We take good care of everybody else on this goddamn planet except for those American nationals that we need to eliminate or before they eliminate us. They know we can do it. You know we can do it. It's just fucking God. I mean, fucking, I don't know. Do you put your life a fucking above your fucking liberty? Would you rather live on your fucking knees than die on your feet? Who are you, America? I guess that's the real fucking question. Who are we? And if you want to know the answer, get that fucking Bill of Rights and read it. Because that's who you are. That is your authority. That says they cannot do the things that they are doing to you. They are violating your fucking law. Now, they're not going to enforce your law. They're going to try and fucking enforce tyranny using mercenaries to fucking subjugate you. To make a third world so you can be like one of these fucking raggedy-ass bastards coming up from fucking goddamn Haiti. So you can be down to that level. Why do you think those people are at that goddamn level? Because they allowed it. That's fucking why. And if we allow this to happen, we deserve what we get. And we deserve to have our grandchildren dig us up and piss on us for the cowards that we were. That is the word. Well, we'll be back come Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another thrilling episode of The Word from the Trenches. And until then, I mean, think this fucking thing over. How do you want history to fucking remember us? As a pack of fucking cowards who let a bunch of 12 to 20% of fucking punks who don't even do their own fucking. They have to hire mercenaries to fuck their old ladies for them. And they fucking defeated us? They took our country away from us? Is that how you want to be remembered? Think about it. That's the word from the trenches.
Have a good weekend, brother.
Thank you, sir. You do the same.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!